Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Craig Hemke, founder and editor of tfmetalsreport.com. Craig, let's start off with silver, because silver has been a real standout this week as we are recording it. Silver is up about 17% just this week, maybe a little bit under 17% right now. Either way, when you see silver move a dollar a day, and break out, boy oh boy, this is a market that is really starting to move higher. The silver stock, so you look at something like SIL, that's up about 8.5% this week. So silver stocks are lagging a little bit. SILJ is up about 7.5% this week. Craig, what's your takeaway from the strong moves in silver, also the moves up in silver stocks, but a general lag from the stocks?
Yeah, you know, Corey, it's fun, obviously. It's been a continuation of the trend since March, when QE to infinity began. I mean, silver already going into this week was up something like, let me just check my notes, 59% since QE to infinity began. So it's been performing really well. I think once we got above 20, I was watching when it happened. When we got above 20 on the spot price, whatever that was, Monday night, I mean, it immediately set off what looked to be a short squeeze, and it's been coming in waves ever since. And actually, you can see this in the COMEX data, the CME data this week. We've had, even though we were up maybe $3 Tuesday and Wednesday, open interest barely changed, which means you had about equal amounts, new longs being opened and shorts being covered and closed out. And so, you know, this were probably due for some pullback and consolidation, at least, because this has been such a sharp run. But wow, nice to see it above 20. Not only that, nice to see it above 21, which were the highs from 2016. And, you know, one last note on that, Corey. You know, as we followed along with this this year, the first item, if you will, to close the gap, bridge the gap and move higher from the breakdown in April of 2013. The first thing to do it was gold. Had to get above 1550. Remember we used to talk about that on a weekly basis? And it did. Went up, pulled back, tested support, and now, you know, we all know where that is. The next thing to move above its gap was GDX, which had to get above about 32.25. It did, and it pulled back, and now here we are, 41 or 42, whatever we are. 41, I guess, today. The next thing to move through that gap actually just happened, I guess, late last week, early this week. That's a GDXJ. That level from April 2013 was 56. And so we haven't really had our pullback yet, but we're going that direction. Final piece of that puzzle will be silver. Again, remember, gold was holding 1525 to 1550 support when it broke down in April of 2013. Silver was holding 26, so everything else seems to be getting back above that old bogey, and for good reason. And so that would suggest that as we get into the fall, there's probably still some upside to come in silver.
Even as we're talking today, though, it's a bit of an interesting reversal. Silver is down now about 66 cents, which is almost 3%. It was holding higher. It was even above $23 there for a bit today, but it has started to really fall. Gold is also off of its highs. Its highs of right around almost 1900, actually. And Now we're down at about 1880. This is going hand in hand with kind of a sell-off in the U.S. equity markets as well. What do you think about a little bit of a reversal today? And, well, even more importantly, gold's outperformance of silver so far.
Well, and that was inevitable. And personally, I even cost myself some money this week, because as we entered the week, I had a silver call on that is due to expire next Tuesday. And I had bought that call with the expectation that price was going to go up to 20 or maybe 20 and a half. And so when we got there on Monday with that call due to expire, you know, in 6 days, I thought, man, I've hit my level. Got to show some discipline here. Feeling good. And so I took it off, and then boom, it goes to 23. That's only now $10,000 or $12,000 I left on the table, right? So that's been, you know, it's surprising that we've continued to go. But my goal for this month was only 20 to 2050. And my goal for gold was 1880. And the reason for that is anybody can pull up a daily chart and you can see that we've often moved up in $100 increments for some reason bounded by the 80 level. That's what I was thinking was going to happen when we got there. And we got all the way to, like you said, 1897 or something earlier, but now we're struggling to try to hold that above 1880. Again, I just keep trying to remind people on my side. I mean, as much as we all want things to go up and go up quickly, especially after what we've dealt with for the last 5 or 6 years, it's just not the way it works. I mean, things ebb and flow. You move two steps forward and one steps back. You get a little bit overbought, and then the last bit of hot money that rushed in to get you to be overbought rushes back out, trying to lock in any profits that they might have made in the last couple of days, and you're subject to pullbacks. You know, the mining shares too, Corey, we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. You know, they kind of go through a cycle where everybody's interest peaks in them around the time they report earnings. And it maybe carries over for a week afterwards, kind of a kumbaya bliss of, wow, weren't those great earnings? But then typically there's no more news for another 12 weeks. And so the mining shares start to slip back for a period of 6 or 7 weeks before ramping up again. You can see this on the chart too. And so we're getting close to those earnings. Mining shares are also overbought if you look to the GDX or GDXJ. So I'm just, you know, I'm not too concerned, obviously, about a pullback today or anything, because it's certainly, if you've been around the precious metals long enough, you just know that's how it works. And given the fundamentals that are on our side, a pullback could be beneficial for a lot of folks. Could give them a chance to either build a position or begin one ahead of what should be the next move up later on, maybe after we get through next month.
Hey, Craig, to your point, we need to understand that in almost 2 years, a little under 2 years, gold has moved up about $700, which is just under 60%. And every pullback, besides the big March washout, every pullback has been just another, I guess, level for a move higher. So, yes, very encouraging for the precious metals. We are pretty much in summer now, though. Usually the sector slows down in summer. I've been saying, you know what, this might be the first time in a decade where we don't get these summer doldrums because, hey, skyrocketing gold price, silver price, it can keep people interested in the sector. What do you think about the potential of still the summer doldrums biting us just a bit later on this year?
Well, here's what I expect. Anybody that's on my side, and I don't know if we've talked about it, I guess, suppose we have in the last several weeks, but beginning in about the middle of June, I started telling everybody on my side that I thought we were going to have a very strong July. I thought we'd finally break out of that range. And as I said earlier, my targets were 1880 in gold, about 2050 in silver, and 41 or two in the GDX. And we've gotten all three of them. And the reason I thought that was for, I mean, look, there's no turning back on this QE to infinity. And I knew with the August recess looming, it was going to be talk, especially later in the month, about what the U.S. Congress and what Trump was going to do to try to, you know, grease some more cash out to everybody. And so you knew there was going to be fundamentally sound. And we knew that negative rates were getting deeper and deeper. And we're seeing that now as well, negative real rates. And so I thought this was a good stew for that. Now, here's the thing. The August contract for gold is delivery month. It goes off the board next week. All the options expire on Tuesday. We got the FOMC next week as well. And so I just wonder if there isn't going to be kind of a little pressure also kind of sell the news around the FOMC. And the reason I say that is there's a lot of folks expecting, as am I, some pretty major policy announcements from the Fed. But maybe not this month, you know, because, again, I mean, we're heading into August and, you know, when's the Jackson Hole thing? That comes up in August, I think, too. What I would expect if the Fed's going to make any major policy change announcements is probably going to be in September. And if you just click around, there's a lot of folks that know a lot more about the Fed than I that say the same thing. We had a little trial balloon of that last Friday appear on Bloomberg where the Bloomberg writer said that the Fed is considering a policy change of allowing inflation to move past 2% before they move to tighten. And if they do that, they will very likely have to institute yield curve control as well. Well, Corey, I mean, Silver hasn't looked back since that came out Friday morning. So that's probably part of the deal here. But if they don't announce that next week, well, you know, you might just be, well, then, you know, you could see where August might be kind of sideways consolidation. But when they do announce this, if they do it in September, rarely are you ever going to see a more positive fundamental for the precious metals than the Fed announcing that they're going to let inflation run hot, but yet they're going to keep a cap on interest rates. And we'll probably finish the year pretty strong.
Hey, man, it's already been a very strong year. The stocks and across the board are doing very well. And even now, silver's starting to play this catch-up. I think that's just going to draw in more investors, especially the retail investors, too. So I know just from the traffic on my site, I'm sure it's similar with your site. More and more people are paying attention, and more companies are excited about their work programs. And, well, finally, it's been a decade since we were last here. Craig, great chatting with you, buddy. Always interesting to hear what you are watching for these metals, but right now it definitely is a bull market, and even if a pullback is due, well, that seems very much like a buying opportunity. Craig, thanks for your time, buddy. I'll post a link to your website. Have a great rest of your week.
You too, my friend.